This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. Show sounds a little bit different today with the musical selections because Valdez is on his Gents Cup. Yeah, he's on his vacation.
I can't keep track of how many he's golf, got 32 golf donks, he's in.
I think 32 guys on a golf trip together.
It's incredible you can organize 32 guys year after year.
I can't believe it. To get them all to save that, was it a week? 4 days? Something like that?
Know, it's like extensive.
They must not have like kids that do a bunch of stuff on the weekends. Like, how can you get away from
them? I mean, out of 32 guys, I'm guessing.
I'm sure they do, but.
Majority of them probably do.
Wild.
They just put it on the calendar. Right. And the mom takes care of it.
She takes the bullet. I guess.
That's 32 guys is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a bunch of older donks that have probably got kids that are already, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's all guys his age. Yeah, I think some of his group are like 50-year-old guys, 60-year-old guys.
You might be right.
Yeah. I think it's all age groups.
Okay.
It would be hard if you had just a bunch of 35-year-old guys.
When we used to do that back in the day, playing our Ryder Cup style down at the beach, down at, you know, Ocean City and Dewey and Rehoboth, we would be lucky to get 12 guys.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times 12 would, you know, they would commit
and then
with a week to go, one or two of them would bail.
Right.
And so then we're down to, you know, 10 or 11.
Right.
And you got to have to adjust, you know, the format.
Ruin everything.
You adjust the format. It was just, but I don't know how you get 32. That's incredible.
Yeah.
So we've got Heavy Metal Chris playing the music,
so
hanging out with
us. I haven't even been paying attention. Is it all heavy metal that you're playing? Are you mixing it up at
mostly
all?
Mostly metal. You had some Iron Maiden there.
Done some hard rock.
Anything
like
soft?
Van Halen and
anything soft?
We're trying to wake people up, man.
Oh, okay. He's not soft.
He's not going to play Africa by Toto.
He's not soft rock, Chris. He's heavy metal, Chris.
I like the selections. Don't let EB sway you.
I don't even put my headphones on until you start talking. I don't even hear it.
All right, we wanted to get back into the NFL draft. So it appears, it's not a done deal, there's going to be an announcement supposedly today at 1 o'clock with the president that the NFL draft is going to be coming to D.C. 800-636-1067. Tell us if you're excited for the news, and then what would you want to see? Somebody tweeted something that piqued my interest. You know how we're saying we need to be involved?
Mm-hmm.
And I know right now we don't carry the Commanders.
Yeah.
So there's a difference when you are the official rights holder.
Right, for a flagship station,
right.
But we don't know what the case is going to be in a couple seasons.
Mm-hmm. True.
I think that contract is running up, so who the hell knows? So that would grease the skids, but is it possible that we get on stage to introduce a pick?
No.
They bring up after the second round, they start bringing in random donks.
You're right.
So like day three, we might be in the mix.
Yes.
So instead of that tall blonde woman who I don't know who she is, that she comes out and makes a bunch of picks.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
The
blonde who works for the NFL.
Yes. Okay. I didn't know who the hell she was, but she kept showing up.
I think she works for the league
office.
Clearly
she does.
But they just send us out there for a six-round pick.
No,
but the Commanders could do it. Like,
they might.
You'll see like somebody show up.
They're
going to
put Gary Clark out there. They're not going to put
you. Six round.
You're probably right.
The Commanders would be the last team that would do that. Maybe the Caps would throw us a bone or something. You know, like they like us more. There's no scenario where the Skins would do that.
Probably not. I'm not going to hold my breath for that to happen.
Hey, wasn't even my idea. It was one of our listeners who tweeted us.
Yeah, not going to happen. They don't care about the
Unless
jump.
You have a kid with cancer or something with you, they're not going to let you up.
Right. True.
Or you're a fan from Australia.
Yeah, the international fans of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't know if I would want to go up there anyway.
And make the pick?
And make the pick.
I'd
stand behind
just,
Bickle, and Bickle can do his dumb shtick.
I don't really have shit for that because I'm kind of the mindset that I just want them to make the pick already.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not interested in all the cancer
stories.
Well, they
love the theatrics.
I know. It's too much.
There's always a backstory.
All right, but how are fans feeling about this? I mean, this announcement came down yesterday or last night. I mean, it's just a huge announcement.
Well, technically, it hasn't been officially announced.
I know it's not official. I know
it'll
it's not official,
today.
But
be
I believe it will be official sometime today.
Apparently, two cities were bidding on the 2027 NFL draft.
Oh, is that what happened?
DC and Denver.
So what does that mean? We had to promise a percentage of the profits or whatever to the league or something? I don't even understand what that means.
Means you have a proposal as to where it'll be hosted, you know, what
how
it's going to look
people,
like, what the logistics are.
Is it like the International Olympic Committee, or, you know, whatever, when they pick sites and it's all corrupt and they, you know, the Qatar pays $1 trillion to get it?
I don't know if it's the same sort of deal as that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know how the inner workings are operating there.
Personally, I think it's cool. And I think it's because we're all NFL fans. I feel like the last 30 years have just been so pathetic on the whole that we're starting to build some positive momentum here. We've got a team we can be proud of. We've got a quarterback for the next decade, hopefully, knock on wood. Getting the draft being sort of the center of the NFL and the sports world for 3 or 4 days, very cool. Potentially getting a new stadium, and I think that usually entails getting a Super Bowl. I mean, it's just we're on a heater right now. Mm. So I think it's very cool. We talk about it all the time. That we take for granted, those of us that are longtime D.C. area residents, we take for granted how spectacular this city is when you get those aerial shots. And, you know, you see it on TV. Mm-hmm. This is a spectacular city for television.
So this from the Washington Post. The bid envisions staging a significant portion of the 3-day event on the National Mall, according to the planning documents and emails obtained by the Washington Post through a Freedom of Information Act request to the National Park Service. These documents provided insight into what local organizers internally referred to as Project Breeze. The league, according to emails, proposed having the main stage for the draft on 4th Street between Madison and Jefferson Drives near the National Gallery of Art and the National Air and Space Museum. Portion also could be held on Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest,
my buddy,
where attendees could flow to the mall.
So if the Gallery of Art and the museum, I assume that's what they're talking about, having the backdrop.
My buddy said
the backdrop would be the
Capitol. Parade was.
Yeah,
the backdrop there would be the Capitol.
The 4th Street location between the art
and I think
and
you see the monument.
Okay, maybe. But if you're going to have it, you're just going to shut down the street, then it seemed like the stage would be with the backdrop as the Capitol.
Mm-hmm. Which is iconic.
Yeah. Unless they did it in another angle. I mean, they could. I have no idea.
Let's make out some calls. Do you think it's cool? Are you kind of unfazed by it because it's 2 years from now and we can all be freaking dead? Or, you know, it's too far away? I don't know.
Bringing the room down.
27 ain't that far away.
I think it's pretty freaking cool. Let's go to Nick. Nick, what's up, man?
I think it's a great idea. Basically, you're going to get a bunch of families coming to visit. The husband can come and be the crazy football fan. They can come visit, like you said, the pictures, the mall, you know, great vacation. And it's a great thing to be able to show our team now, the new Washington football team. And the income for the city would be incredible.
Yeah.
You know, all that. And the last thing I want to say is I think that we are definitely hand-picking people to be on our team. And a lot of these guys that we're not picking up, these defensive ends you're talking about, they might not fit into our team. If they don't, we're not going after them.
Like from a culture perspective, like a Mike Green type.
Basically.
Although you'd love to have that talent, but I hear you. By the way, are you calling from Welcome, Maryland? Where the hell is Welcome, Maryland? Do you know that?
It's in between La Plata and Nanjamoy.
Okay. I've heard of one of those.
You should just said close to Plato.
Just said, I mean, Nanjamoy, that's a real place?
Wow.
Yes, it is. And hang right on Route 6 off of 301. It's beautiful down here, man. It really is.
I mean, I love that. But do we want him to be the representative for the draft? I mean, come on, seriously.
I don't know.
No, but we'd like him to be there.
I love you, Nick.
Nick, what do you do for a living?
Don't tell us.
Don't say anything.
We're going to go around the room and bet. What does Nick do for a living?
He might be retired.
Could be retired. It sounds a little bit like he's...
Can I ask him how old he is first?
Nick, how old are you?
How old are you?
I'm 64.
All right, so
I'm going to say
so
retired.
We'll say, what did he do?
He might not be retired.
He might not be retired. Are you retired?
Yes, I am. I worked for the Washington Redskins for about a year.
What did you do for him?
I was operations manager with Gunnar Jurgensen and that crew when Snyder came in.
So what does that mean, operations manager?
Yeah, what did you operate?
I ran program sales, the kiosks, stuff like that.
Okay. Do you have any good Dan Snyder stories? Did he treat you like a piece of garbage?
Could never go into his refrigerator and take his Dove bars. So I unplugged his fridge before I left the stadium.
Dude, I love that move.
That's a great move.
That's a true story. That's hilarious. All right, thank you. Spoiled all his food.
Yeah, that's perfect.
You know what? That's a great story.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Thank you. Bars melted. That every Dove bar in the freezer melted.
Thank
Man,
you,
I've never heard of Welcome, Maryland. It's very close to the water.
Yeah, I'm sure it's beautiful.
I don't know. It's beautiful.
I like anything near water is beautiful to me, buddy.
I'm with you.
Let's go to Edwin, Silver Spring. Edwin, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, man?
Doing great.
I think this draft thing is a lot of hype, man. I feel like, they used to call the AM station Dan Jazeera years ago. I feel like the last couple of weeks, this station has been like a Josh Jazeera, man. It's just hype. I mean, yeah, it's a draft. It's nice. But it's a couple of days event. It's not even about the team. It doesn't enhance the team really.
Highlights your city, though. Then,
yeah, it's about the city, not the team.
Your team's going to get some special run, I think.
Yeah, but is that what you're using a national park for to host a draft for a private league? I mean, there's going to be all this traffic here. It might be fun to go to, but I don't think it's this huge deal that you're making it out to be.
It's a huge deal. Come on, man. There might be a million people here. On the mall watching that.
Yeah,
over
but there's
days.
A million people for the cherry blossoms, too, and you don't love that.
No, I'm not saying I'd want to come, but for the city, it's huge.
Exactly. You wouldn't even go yourself. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's because I don't like people.
We don't go to anything.
Right. I mean, if I was 25, I would go, but at 55, no.
Yeah.
But it's still a big deal.
I'm not even sure I want to stretch myself to go.
Where do you live?
55 going on 80, by the way.
Where do you live?
Silver Spring.
Okay. He's the tennis guy, right?
Yeah.
Is Edwin the tennis guy?
Whatever happened? Tennis guy with a bad phone.
Isn't Drab scared to play you or something?
I don't know. I sent him the video of me hitting and stuff like that, and he didn't really...
He didn't respond?
I'm still doubtful, definitely. When it's this season, when it gets a bit warmer.
All right, hold on.
I think he told us off the record he wasn't that impressed.
Yeah, he wasn't that impressed, but he did.
He said he would smoke you.
Let me see. He should post a video of him hitting. Let's see how good he is.
Why did you not want to bother with Edwin in tennis?
I'll be honest. I get annoyed by his cell phone.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible.
I lose interest in him after about 15 seconds.
I know. Listen. But why are you ducking him in tennis?
I just can't be. I'm not going to be challenged by every Tom, Dick, and Harry out there who wants a shot at me.
Yeah,
especially I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make an effort for a random guy.
EB was the one who placed the challenge. I just called to talk about something, and then EB was the one who instigated.
Okay, I'm tired.
The phone is just.
How do you have that such a bad phone today?
Every time I call,
it's probably the way he's talking into it.
There are some people that call in consistently that. Always have a bad phone. So it's not limited to just callers.
Is it their weird Bluetooth thing they're using or something?
It's guests, too.
Could be.
Like, there are certain guests that I guarantee are going to have a bad phone.
Maybe
they have
poopy service.
Yeah.
I think it's the way he holds the phone or he's a muffler.
Yeah.
But how can he say it's not a big deal of NFL draft?
Because he's more into tennis, obviously.
I mean, it's a huge deal.
That's his thing.
I'm not saying you go down and party with the million donks, right? Hey. And just sit in line for everything, but it's a huge deal.
I do wonder, though, watching the draft, when you see that mass of people, right?
Yeah.
And you're in the middle of it, like, what are you getting out of it?
Just standing there.
Because you could get the same thing watching on TV, right?
People love to do it. Now, I'm assuming
that they have concerts and other forms of entertainment around there, but I guess it's just that you want to be part of the scene.
They want to be part of the big event.
Yeah.
They want to be able to say, I was at the draft in fill in the year.
People are also looking for an excuse to party and hang out.
If you've been to one of the drafts since they've left New York and have been going city to city, whether mm-hmm. Chicago or Detroit or Green Bay, give us a call at 800-636-1067.
I'll be honest.
I'd love to hear from people who've been to the draft day one, day two, or day
unless
three.
Unless I was doing it for work, for this job, there's no way I would go.
Correct.
To it in person.
Correct.
Because it's too many people.
It's too overwhelming.
I've been downtown for,
me. For
the, you know, JP's running it or whatever, the military, whatever, the marathon thing.
Marine Corps marathon.
Yeah. I literally thought I was going to die because I didn't know how I was going to get out of there.
Yeah.
There were so many people. We were getting squeezed mm-hmm. just trying to get onto. I got to end up getting on a Metro bus case.
Right.
And it was like I was in India. It was that many people jammed in on it.
Sure.
So, that many people can be a little daunting.
From reading people reviews of people who have gone, they say, obviously, it's fun when your team is picking.
Yeah.
But one of the best parts is watching all the other drunken fans melt down
right.
when their picks go AWOL.
Right.
Well, remember, we used to cover the NFL draft from, like, Madison Square Garden when they used to have it there. Yeah. And you'd see they'd bring in the obligatory Eagles fan with the Eagles paint and the Raiders guy.
Donovan McNabb when he got picked.
Yeah. So we've been there, but at a much smaller scale.
Yeah, it was maybe 5,000 people, probably not even that much.
Right, because it wasn't held in Madison Square Garden. It was like the side theater that held like 2,000, maybe 3,000 people.
Yeah, whatever they call that side theater. All right, let's go to Dave in Martinsburg. Dave, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
We're doing great.
Good. Thanks.
What do you think?
All right. Hey, I'm just calling to say I think it's awesome news that the draft would come to D.C. and be part of the Skins/Commanders history. I think it's awesome. If anybody thinks anything opposite, I think they're nuts.
Right. So to you, there's no downside.
There is no downside. There's absolutely no downside here. The NFL comes in, they make a bunch of money, the whole area makes money, the restaurants make money. I don't see, where's the downside? I don't see how any idiot in this entire area, don't get me wrong, there's plenty of idiots,
but
I don't see how anybody can find a problem with this.
Well, I guess it wouldn't be a problem, but like Edwin said, it's not a big deal to him. Like it's
because he doesn't want to deal with the masses of people. I can understand.
Well, I guess Edwin's one of the idiots.
Yeah.
My point being is, it's all about the community and making money and bringing tax dollars into the area and trying to get the Super Bowl here, which is the whole goal. I mean, don't get it twisted. The reason that it's not magical that 5 days ago they're talking about building a stadium, and now they're talking about the draft. This is a twist to get everything in D.C. to put the stadium up.
Well, and to get the Super Bowl, no doubt. Because if you put a new stadium up, you're going to get the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I do wonder how
exactly how it 100%.
Yeah, I agree.
It's all pointed to one direction, and I think it's smart as, pardon my French, smart as hell, but. I get it, and I love it. I grew up in Alexandria. I'm a Redskin, Commander fan. Hate the Cowboys. I moved to Martinsburg just to get because it's cheaper. But
all right, thanks.
Gotcha. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate
all right,
the call.
Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, thank you, man. Buddy.
All right, we'll take more of your calls next. 800-636-1067. What do you think of the draft coming to D.C.? There should be an announcement today at 1 o'clock. And want to hear from some people who've been to one of the drafts and what it's like.
You can always text us on the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. Had Lido over the weekend. Have leftover Lido in the fridge. That will be my lunch today.
I had it yesterday as well.
Very good.
Some salsa on it for Cinco de Mayo.
Maybe I could do that. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Oh, by the way, remember, what was the guy's name who gave us the pies?
Oh, yeah.
Remember
he's good.
He gave us a bunch of...
It was at the live event. What's the guy's name?
Edible.
Edible pies.
Edible, yeah. He dropped one off from my birthday in my house.
Is the guy's name Eddie?
What flavor?
Yeah, Eddie.
Apple.
Yeah.
Apple. An apple pie.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Delicious.
Eddie could drop some more by the station.
I had a piece early this morning.
Silly. I like a blueberry pie.
It was good, man. God.
I like a cherry pie.
Sure.
Somebody tweets us.
I like a lemon meringue pie.
They're all delicious.
We were wondering about the location. Somebody tweets us, says there are all kinds of rules, regulations on the mall and with the monuments that you can't use advertising. So I don't know how they're going to do this without getting waivers or moving it off the mall.
Well, they'll figure it out.
Yeah, they'll get
the
waivers.
The city will waive.
I'm going to guess there's a way around it. I mean,
it's not going to be anything permanent.
Like last summer, I was playing pickleball at the mall. Like, and there was a lot of advertisement going on down there on the mall. Right. So I'm guessing if they can do it for pickleball, they'll do it for the NFL draft.
Well, the one thing they have to do, they have to have a big open space for it. Did you see how big the stage was in Green Bay?
Yeah, it was massive.
It's a massive stage.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I assume the stage is going to be as big, if not bigger.
I would guess.
So they've got to have some sort of open area where they can put a big-ass stage.
Yep.
I don't know if that stage would fit on the street, on one of the streets there, Constitution or Pennsylvania.
Let's go back to the phones. 800-636-1067. What do you think about this news that the NFL draft will be coming to D.C. here in a couple of years?
All right, let's go to Reggie. Hey, Reggie, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show. Listen to you all every morning.
Thank you, man.
I went to the draft in 2019 in Nashville. Oh. And I think that was one of the first ones where it was like,
right,
a gazillion people, and they were televising it, showing the crowd. So right, I was out in the middle of it. And it's super fun because you're getting to meet fans from all over the country. But the other thing is that the teams have representatives down there. And if you're wearing, like, paraphernalia, if you're wearing, like, right, Redskins garb or whatever, they're giving you, like, passes to come to, like, down close to the stage. They're giving you opportunities to, like, sign up for season tickets. They're giving you, like, they set up stores and whatnot for each team, like along the strip. And in Nashville, it was along like all of the honky tonk shops and all of the bars, yeah, and everything.
They're looking to sell merch.
So you can,
yep.
Yeah, so you can go get stuff at like discounted price. So it's really, really fun. And the good thing about when I went, I had a buddy that worked for the NFL. She gave me passes to where the first round draft picks and their families got like VIP treatment. So it was food. It was like all of the people. And it was like VIP service. So going to the draft is really, really fun. You get to see fans. And if you love people, and I hear you, Lurch, about being around all those people, but yeah, if you love, like, seeing, you know, all of your Redskins buddies from all over the country and high-fiving, and it's really, really fun. And they do a really good job advertising and putting stuff out there that you can have fun with and get paraphernalia and all that. So it's really fun. I think it will be great for D.C.
Well, yeah. Let me ask you this. Reggie, you still there?
Yep. What, yep,
the people who are in the masses, like if you said you were in the middle of people, if you have to go to the bathroom, how long does it take you to get out of those people?
So they do a good job. They set up porta potties and whatnot. And then, you know, like some of the bars, they'll say, hey, bathrooms are not for just public use. You got to be a customer. So they kind of relax that because they understand it's 200,000 people out here. People are going to have to come use the bathroom. So some of the bars in Nashville, they kind of relax the coming in and using the bathroom and going right back out. But it's like advertising for them. You come in and use the bathroom and you hear music, you see the menu, you might want to stop in and get food or whatever. So right, so they kind of relax it. But it's porta potties like almost every 20, 30 feet. It's almost like Disney.
Yeah, they, I mean, you
like
have
Disney
to plan
does
for that.
Research about, yeah, how yeah, far you can walk before you need a potty. And right, so NFL, they, you know, they got so much money. They think about those things before they set up. So it's really, really convenient, and it's really not a pain at all if you like going down there and just being amongst fans.
All right. Thank you, Reggie. Appreciate
you,
it.
You might not have been talking to the best crowd for do you like people.
No,
Cakes
no,
likes going to empty restaurants.
I do. I love that.
Jason doesn't want to be in a big crowd.
This is a diva request, really like but Jason, crowd. I think you're gonna be in on this with me.
Yeah.
If we're in attendance, and I'm assuming we will be, it's just a couple years away. Sorry, this is a big ask. We need some sort of motorcade down into the city to get yeah, to the spot. Like, how else are we going to get down there through the masses of people?
Oh, 100%. Car
you know what
service?
I'm saying?
Car service, yeah.
No. I'm talking like police escort.
Oh, police escort.
Right down in there, right into the heart of it. Is this too early to ask for such a big?
I don't know if Mayor Bowser will still be in office then, but she's got like a 40-year
term. I don't know who to ask. I don't know who to go to.
Maybe she'll hook us up.
I think we have a better chance of announcing the first-round draft choice.
Chief Davis, I know that's not his jurisdiction.
Yep.
Just get us a Fairfax County Police motorcade escort right down into the stage area.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's too big of an ask, is it?
I don't think so.
I don't think that's outrageous.
Let's go to
maybe a little bit.
Let's go to Alf in DC. Alf, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
What's going on, fellas? How you doing?
Hey, doing great.
What's up, Alf? Man?
Good, man. I went to the draft. Was it 2019 in Cleveland?
Yeah.
And, that experience was a little different because it was right in the middle of the pandemic, so they had all these restrictions and stuff like that.
That was probably 2020 then. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Trevor Lawrence went.
Okay.
But yeah, it was still a good time. I think it's good for the city, just to showcase, you know, some of the positive things. And just like the last caller said, I met up with a bunch of Commanders fans. I'm a photographer, so I got to network a lot, you know, with a lot of guys back home, and got to meet a Commanders fan from Alaska. So it's a good way to connect and, you know, keep the fan base growing and connect with a bunch of guys when I travel, when I go to the other stadiums to go visit. So I think it's a really good time for the city. They got events and meet and greets and food showcases. The Cleveland sucks, though. It's the terrible city. But D.C.
Well, we knew that already. We knew
it was 2021, by the way.
Yeah, that was 2021.
2021. Yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah, but yeah, it was an overall fun time. You know, I think it'll be good for the city.
Awesome.
Now remind me what they did COVID year, because there wasn't a big host city. What did they do?
Goodell did it from his basement.
That's right. Goodell was in his basement. That's right.
Yeah, you had to have an app on your phone and scan and have all your your shots and all that stuff updated. And they were really like scanning and making sure that you had like all your updated, you know, medical stuff. It was a weird time.
Yeah. Okay. So all right, man. Thank you, bro.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, fellas.
All right, pal.
By the way, going back to Alf, I'll give you a free $5, EB.
Oh,
five. Because there was a TV show called Alf. What does Alf stand for?
No, I mean,
do you remember? It was like a little puppet.
I thought it was like some big long nose thing. Was it
aliens?
Like a long nose or something?
He had a big nose.
Yeah. I have no idea. I didn't know that was
Isn't it alien life
alien,
form?
Yeah. Alien life.
Yeah. Yeah, alien
I
life.
I never would have got Alf. That in a million years.
I'd have saved $5.
I was going to say alien for life, but then I thought, wait a minute. That would be asshole. That wouldn't work.
Let's go to Aaron in Annandale. Aaron, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, guys. Hey, first I want to say I love you guys. I've listened to you since you started.
Thanks, man.
I came to Northern Virginia in 89.
Thanks.
And I feel like we've all grown up together.
I appreciate it.
This is the first time calling in. I want to call in like 8,000 times. And by the way, Jason, I think your daughter took softball hitting at one of my baseball schools once.
Really?
Nice.
Was that in Purcellville?
No, it was over by Amphora in Herndon, right behind the Target in Reston.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yep. What was it? I can't remember what it was called, but she was definitely
there. It was Atlantic Pro Sports.
There you
but, go. But my travel team was the Gladiators.
Thank you.
But anyways, I think I have a different – I've gone to the draft in Nashville. Reggie answered that. But what I think this is, guys, I think you see this is the Commanders being actually taken serious as a team. Mm-hmm. The fact that we would never have had this if Dan was here.
No.
As soon as new ownership comes, now we're running the NFL draft. I mean, this is the new ownership being, like, legit doing the right thing.
This is a question I have, and you can maybe help me answer, Aaron. Does this somehow put more pressure on the city council to pass this RFK thing, or no? Does it have no relevance?
Oh, totally. Totally.
You think it does?
And they're gonna pass it. Yeah. I mean, the most important thing to the city is to bring, I'm not going to say the Skins, but that's what they'd always be to me, but bring the Commanders back. I wouldn't have done it in the mall. I agree. I think it's going to be weird. I would have like shared this stuff. I would have done it at Nats Park and run shuttles between all of them, like Old Town to the MGM to the Sequoia and back, and just run, you know, bring people all over the city. But,
well, they may do that over the course of 3 days.
Wouldn't that be cool? So, I mean, but the having the Capitol in the background makes it D.C., right?
Mm-hmm.
And makes it cool. And, you know, the administration will probably want to get involved. because he likes being on the show.
Yep.
And so it's going to be very cool.
Yeah.
I also wanted to say something that everybody that's calling in about players and did we get better with the draft? I 100% think we got better. I'll tell you, when I played football for 15 years, and I'll say one thing, O-line, O-line, O-line.
Mm-hmm.
There is no team that goes to the Super Bowl. Look at the top four teams every year. They got the best offensive lines. Look right. When the Redskins won last time. Best offensive lines. Build the O-line. The rest will fall in place.
Well, I think that's why Adam Peters did that. He knows.
That's why it was kind of cool to actually hear.
I'm agreeing. Yeah. No, I'm agreeing with you guys. Yeah. I'm agreeing with the draft. I'd pump up. I'd have two starting lines of best O-line.
Okay.
Behind.
And let's not get crazy. It's all about the quarterback first, and then you build the offensive line.
He can send your resume to Adam Peters.
Okay.
Thank you, Aaron. I do think it is cool, though, that you heard at the end of that clip where Howie Roseman even said to his boy, whatever, after we made the pick of Connolly, great pick.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the respect from your biggest rival.
Yeah, he knows that Adam Peters knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's up against a formidable opponent here.
All right, remember, we still have Caps tickets to give away this hour, and we have Caps tickets to give away in the 9 o'clock hour. Stay tuned for that here on the Junkies. Don't call in yet, but shortly we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to Game 1 Caps Hurricanes. I saw this story yesterday, and it's very weird in my mind, but apparently it's becoming more commonplace.
Mm-hmm.
Men to look even manlier.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. How does that happen?
They're getting rid of their eyelashes.
They're getting rid of them entirely?
Really?
Well, why? Well, first of all, it's unhealthy. Your eyelashes are there to keep dust and debris and pollen out of your eyeballs. Like, you need them.
Right.
They serve a function.
Why do you have all your pubes?
I don't know the answer because
if you're walking around the jungle or whatever, it would keep all the stuff off your Johnson.
That's a great theory. I think
I just take hair grows. You got it in your underarms too.
It's probably it probably serves some form of protection. I don't know.
Yeah, I think for early man walking around.
Why your underarms?
Not sure. Chest?
It's just your sweaty areas.
I don't know. Don't have the answer.
No, I'm quite sure your pubes are to protect your silly.
But I know you need your eyelashes. I know that.
Yes, I mean,
they
the
serve
article,
like a critical function.
Here's the article: say from stopping dust and dirt getting into the eyes.
Thank you, Dr. Cakes is
to
in.
To prompting our blink reflex, eyelashes do more than just look pretty, which makes it hard to explain the social media trend of men trimming down or even entirely shaving off their eyelashes. In a bid to look more masculine.
You guys won't know this.
That would look so dumb.
You guys won't know this.
That's bizarre.
But would you even notice it?
Hold on.
I think you would.
Right now, I'm looking at Cakes.
Yeah. Can you notice
I can't even really see your eyelashes.
I've never noticed any of yours. I'm looking at Cakes. He looks like he has to go.
I can see your eyelashes a little bit.
I've been told multiple times I have silly eyelashes. Multiple times.
By who?
One by my wife.
Okay.
All right,
it's very biased.
Biased. Okay. She's Asian and she's jealous of mine because she has short eyelashes. Like, she doesn't have silly eyelashes.
Does she put on fake eyelashes at times?
No.
Enhance
hers? But I've been told I have silly eyelashes.
Okay.
I've only been told it once and it's weird.
Like, really long.
That I remember.
Okay.
Because it was EB's mom. I always found it strange. Yeah. I don't.
She probably is one that told me too.
It's very strange. Your mom must look out for eyelashes then. Because I remember one
Did
time
she
she's
say
like,
she liked yours?
Paul, you have really long, nice eyelashes.
Oh, really? I'm jealous she said that to you. I thought it was special.
Maybe that's a common thing that she throws around.
I thought I was special.
She'd see mine and say, oh, yours are beautiful too. So.
Yeah, Lurch, you got anybody ever tell you you got good eyelashes? Honestly.
I don't remember. Probably not. But I don't know.
The
last thing I care about are eyelashes.
So maybe you should.
As long as I have them.
Maybe you should trim them down next time you get your haircut. Tell them to get rid of them.
We grew up with, and I won't say his name. But
give me the first name.
I
know?
You don't know.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
He had some disease or something where he had like no eyebrows.
I'm pretty sure his first name was
Scott.
Scott.
But it's not.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Mm. You don't know him, Jason.
Okay.
But he had like a weird, like he had a problem. And, of course, we picked on him and bullied him. But
he was older than us, though, right?
Yeah. A year older.
I honestly only remember him from playing football.
For young kids, it was Joan-worthy.
Yeah.
He had a problem. growing like eyebrows. Was it? It was
like a medical issue. Yeah,
it was a medical issue he had. It was freaking weird, dude. It was eyebrows.
It was kind of weird.
Yeah.
Well, this is a weird trend. Now, the story says TikTok Instagram trend from Turkey to New Zealand in a quest for stubby lashes. So maybe because long lashes, like you say, females will put on fake lashes.
Yeah.
That's for women.
Yeah.
The opposite would be to pull it back.
I would never do it. Put it this way. When I go to my barber, my guy, he always asks me, this is different, but your eyebrows, if you want your eyebrows trimmed, and I just think my eyebrows are bushy and silly, and I always say no.
Really? I always ask him to do my eyebrows because I always remember they're just you see some guys and they're like straggling all over.
I think I have stragglers.
My guy doesn't even ask. He just goes right at him, and I'm fine. Like,
no, he always asks me.
Actually, I didn't even say anything to him. So I saw Rom over the weekend. He's got just darting up. Like, well, he's everywhere.
His general body maintenance is horrible.
Yes.
That's a feature you want is bushy eyebrows.
I've just been told I have nice eyebrows and nice eyelashes, so I don't want to mess with it. I'm scared to mess with it.
I've never noticed. I guess they look fine. But I tell the barber, trim those down.
Yeah, make take
them
look care silly. Of them.
If I see a straggler, I try to take care of it myself. If I see a curly one,
this is going to show our age, but the guy at 60 Minutes at the end was Andy Rooney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh. He used to have just eyebrows.
Absurd.
Yeah.
Don't like is coming out of my ears. And as I'm getting older, every once in a while I get one on inside my ear. No.
My eyebrows, if they go untended, I need a professional in there.
Why does it look like yours look nice?
Because I just went to my guy Jonathan, my personal stylist.
Our boy Stumper. Stumper always has terrible. He never gets his trimmed and he has nose hairs creeping out. I'm always grinning about it. Yeah, he needs to invest in a trimmer.
Stumper has terrible hygiene.
Just next time you see Stumper, I bet you he's going to have a couple stragglers, eyebrows, and he might have one long nose hair out there.
The nose hair is the worst. That's even worse than unruly eyebrow hair.
By the way, I have to pick mine a lot because mine will grow.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah
all
you gotta,
the time.
Got to take care of it. Got to be on it.
I gotta dig in there and pull them out.
I mean, I have the
nose
trimmer.
Thing. Oh, I don't like that thing. It gives me the chills.
Yeah, really? I've got a nose trimmer too. It's these two fingers.
Yeah, these are fingers.
Okay,
I get a perverse pleasure in pulling out a chunk of hair.
Hurts and just
but the nose trimmer, you know what I mean? It gives you like the chills.
The nose trimmer doesn't hurt.
Too metrosexual. You got to get in there with your fingers and just do the work.
Hey, coming up in 3 minutes, we're giving away the Caps tickets game one. That's in 3 minutes.
Yes. I'm going to go to Grok, which I've just recently started using. No, Grok. Right. I'm going to say, why do we have pubes?
I got
what's AI going to tell you?
There's probably multiple reasons.
Yeah. I'm going to see. What do you think? Pubic hair likely serves multiple evolutionary purposes.
Ooh, evolutionary.
It may act as a protective barrier, reducing friction and shielding sensitive skin in the genital area from irritation or injury during movement or sexual activity.
It is sensitive.
All right, so you were right on that one.
I think I'm kind of right. Helps regulate temperature, provides insulation.
God knows you need insulation.
It also may signal, this is kind of hurting, but sexual maturity playing a role in mate selection. Now, that's very controversial. Because a lot of people today, they like to have hardwood floors.
But not back in the day.
Grok didn't give you... That's not from Grok. That is your interpretation.
Well, that's not true?
I'm not disputing. I'm just saying that's not from Grok.
Yeah. So it's a little...
Women have been without that for about 30 years. They seem to be doing just fine.
Right, because now we're not out there with like a leaf on our junk. Like we actually, we got clothes.
You know, we're not wearing loincloths.
Yeah,
from back in the day.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was to keep bugs out of your Johnson. Yeah,
bugs. Out.
If you're like in the Amazon or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, maybe hey, I'm a woman.
If you go on Naked and Afraid, which I know you love that show,
I think that show
stinks on ice. I saw one episode. I guess you would want to. You might want to let things grow for a little bit.
100%. Yeah.
Why? You provide a home.
No. You don't want to go out there unprotected.
No. You need to cover.
See, they're giving you some protection.
You need a nice Reggie.
From the elements.
You need a good Reggie.
That's a nice, warm spot for something to live in.
No, you want to protect it from like the
ever heard of
biting
lice?
Biting your jowl.
I have heard of lice. Yes,
less hair the better.
Okay, I mean, I guess there are different viewpoints here.
Mm-hmm.
But again, never going on Naked and Afraid, so don't worry about it.
I'm going to ask him.
I never totally believe in those shows. Did on Naked and Afraid?
I think
are
I'm
they getting
much an
completely
expert.
Torched, like sunburn wise?
Yes. So what they do is they put mud. They put mud on their body to protect them from sun.
Yeah, because they're not allowed to. Like Arnold did in Predator back in the day, so the Predator couldn't see his heat signature. Duh, everybody knows that.
So they're not allowed to carry 100 SPF sunblock?
I guess not.
Because didn't we learn on Survivor years later that they would hook them with extra rice so they wouldn't dunk off?
I don't know that. That might be true. I know one guy got kicked off for...
Gave him extra simian.
I know one guy
underutilized rice.
You know what's funny? You've been thinking about rice for a while.
I've been thinking about rice.
That's why you added that.
I did. I added simian one rice. Guy got Jerry's too common.
Well, Rodney. You just freeze Rodney.
Rodney's a good one, too.
It's a current one. One guy got kicked off because he brought in beef jerky, which I thought was brilliant. He hid that in his little, like, one or two items you could bring.
And smart.
He would run off into, like, I don't know, behind a tree or somewhere while everyone else is starving.
He's like, I got to take a whiz.
He's pummeling beef jerky.
To snap into a Slim Jim behind a palm tree.
Hey, right now, caller number 9. We're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to game number 1 for the 2025 playoffs in round 2 with the Capitals taking on Carolina. That's tomorrow, Tuesday, May 6th at Capital One Arena. For tickets and more event info, you can visit thefandc.com. But right now, caller number 9, 800-636-1067. We'll talk to Barry Zwerluga from the Washington Post next. Keep it here on The Fan.